It's not me, it's you. It's really you. No, hold on. I got a text message coming through. Actually, you know what? I gotta go. This date is over. I need to see Miss Marie.
You're listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Ouch, just hit my foot. Oh boy, that hurt just a tad, but I'm going to get over that because I'm a little bit on the clumsy side. But thank you so much for tuning in. Really appreciate your support. You know, we're here each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on rocktheflow.com. That's This Date Is Over Radio. If this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you're a regular, welcome back. I'm so happy that you decided to join me on this. It's a little chilly outside tonight if you're in the D.C. area because it's windy as hell. I mean, if I was a skinny chick, I would have blown down the street. But thankfully, I have some meat on my bones, so the wind stood no chance. But here on This Date Is Over Radio, we discuss all things dating, the good, the bad, and in a lot of cases, the ugly, because sometimes, just sometimes, dating can get ugly. And speaking of ugly, in case you aren't aware, the website is thisdateisover.com. That's for you to post your bad date stories and relationship tidbits. You know, I created the website because I had my share of bad dates, but I know I'm not the only one. So go on over to thisdateisover.com and post your bad date stories. Click on the dating stories tab and post your own stuff, and you can also click on the blog tab and read our experiences and stuff that gets submitted to me personally. But anyways, we have our next event April 26th. Yes, it's going to be so exciting because I'm excited because I'm hosting it. Yes, it's a brunch. Yes, it's the Why Am I Still Single brunch and relationship forum, because there's a lot of single people out there who might need a little push in the right direction when it comes to dating and relationships. And please know that I am not an expert, so I will not be one of the panelists, okay? I will just be there to facilitate things, but we will actually have some professionals on the panel, so get your tickets. It includes your brunch. It's a brunch buffet with unlimited mimosas. We got the discussion aspect of it, and you get free admission to the after party, and also you can do some networking there. You might even get a date. Hello, why am I still single? You might not be single after the brunch. So get your tickets from stillsingle.eventbrite.com. That's stillsingle.eventbrite.com. That's going to be on Saturday, April 26th at the 201 Bar. That's near, actually on Capitol Hill area. So get your tickets right by Union Station. It's a nice place. I love it there. That's actually where we had the launch party for thisdateisover.com in 2012. So I got a special guest in the studio. Fontello. Did I say that right?
Am I on?
Yes, you're on.
I'm on.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you a full introduction after the break, but okay. I want you to get a chance to say a quick hello to the good folks out there.
Everybody in the DMV area, it's Vontello, coming live from The Flow.
Yes, live from The Flow. He's my special guest tonight, because tonight we are talking about he's not that into you. Have you ever been in that situation, ladies, where you're really feeling somebody, or, you know, guys too, you're feeling somebody, and you're doing all this and all that, putting some effort and whatnot, and they're just not reciprocated because they're not that into you. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. He's not that into you. Keep in mind, you can give us a call. The number is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at dateisover, and also like us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/thisdateisover. So you have zero excuse as to why you cannot contact me. I gave you like 45 different methods to get in contact with me. So once again, the number to the studio is 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at dateisover, and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So we're going to start off with some music, and then we're going to dive right into tonight's topic. You know, he's not that into you. So keep it right here on The Flow.
You just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You're listening to The State is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Got my buddy Vontello in the studio. What's up, Vontello?
In the building.
And we are coming to you live from the IM for Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. You just heard music from one of my favorite groups, NERD. The song was Inside of Clouds. It cracks me up because all these people seem to think that Pharrell just came out. Like, he's brand new. Like, no, honey, he's been doing this for years.
For a long time.
So, yes, and he's my boyfriend, even though he doesn't know that yet, nor does he admit it. But to me, that's my man. Right before that, perfect song for tonight's show. The song was by New Edition. The song was Sorry You're Not My Kind of Girl. And I started off with music from Chocolate. The song was To Whom It May Concern. So tonight we're talking about He's Not That Into You. And keep in mind, you can give us a call. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. So,
Vontello. Yes.
My special guest for the evening.
How you doing?
He is single and mingling.
Yes, I am.
Entrepreneur.
Yes.
Owner of Moolah Benji,
Urban Luxury
Apparel.
At Moolah Benji on IG.
Okay, at Moolah Benji. How do you spell that? Tell the people how to spell that.
MULABENJI.
All right, Moolah Benji.
Moolah Benji.
So, yes, he's not that into you.
No.
So, Vontello, how can you tell a person, how can you tell if a person is not that into you?
It's a couple ways you tell.
How?
I mean, when things start off, you know, everything's peachy, everybody's getting what they want.
Mm-hmm.
When those things are not getting met anymore, something's happening.
Such as? Elaborate. You know, she's not
into you.
Like, is she not giving you the booty? Is she not calling? Like,
yeah,
what is it? Give me some examples.
You're not getting regular poo time. Okay? So, when that start getting irregular, something's falling off.
It could be that you're not good, though.
Ooh.
That could be the case.
That could be the case.
And then again, she wouldn't be into you that much if you're not good in the sex.
Exactly. It wouldn't even go that far.
So, but even without the sex, I mean, before sex even happens, like sometimes you meet somebody, things are going great,
right.
Y'all talk all the time, and then boom, something happens. So how can you tell that if that person's not into you?
Conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Communication. That's going to be your first one. Because if you're communicating with that person for a long time, every day on a constant basis, you know, hour to hour, maybe day to day, you know, every couple of days, but then it kind of reduces to nothing, and it's kind of like, hey, stranger, then something's going on there. Maybe she has a different person she's talking to, or maybe she's just not that into you.
So if somebody says, hey, you know what, I haven't been able to talk to you because I've just been busy.
Busy.
Does that mean they're not into you, or are they really busy?
Who knows nowadays?
What does that mean to you? Like, say if you're feeling somebody, like you like this chick, and you called her a few times, she ain't call you back to like 3 days later. Man, I've been so busy. I know, I've been seeing you on Instagram with your Moolah Benji, but I just been so busy. I haven't had a chance to talk to you till today. You know, I got this job, you know, I had to walk my fish, you know, I had a lot going on. So,
wow. Fish has legs. Okay.
So, are you going to accept that?
No, I'm not. Because you have time. Text messages are about 2 seconds. Phone calls are 15.
I'm terrible at text messaging.
Oh.
I'm going to just put that out there.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
I prefer somebody to call me.
Oh, okay. Well,
sometimes I will forget. I will read a text message. I'll respond in my head.
And don't even respond in real life.
And realize. Or sometimes I don't even hit send. Like I sent something out. Well, at least I thought I did.
Draft.
Right.
Yeah.
It's been sitting
in the
drafts folder for 2 days.
Right.
And I'm getting an attitude thinking they didn't respond to me. And I go back like, oh, damn, I never hit send.
I'm a texter.
I don't know. I guess that's for your new age kids. You know, I need somebody to talk to me because I can't get a tone or inflection or any type
you know,
of feeling off of a text
and
message.
And that is true.
I need to have that contact with the person.
Some messages, some expressions did not translate well. You're right.
So the communication falls off.
Yes.
So what else? How else can you tell if a person that into you?
Well, I say it's communication, and other than that, it's just going to be physical attraction and the things that you do. Like, if you're not together, like, you know, hugging, kissing, you used to do it, but you don't do it no more.
So basically, habits have changed.
Habits have changed.
Mm-hmm. So how do you want somebody to tell you that they're not into you? Do you want them to just stop calling, or what do you want them to do?
I'd rather you just let me know. Just let me know what you're in mind. Just talk to me. Because we either can work it out, or we can just move past it.
But what if, I don't know, what if she says...
Just let me down nicely.
But what is nicely?
Don't tell me rough like that. You know, I don't message you. Like, you know.
What's nicely? Because...
Nicely is just a good way to sugarcoat. Just saying, like, you know, you're a good person. Stroke my ego.
Okay, stroke the ego first. Hit him high before you punch him in the gut.
There you go. There it is. Classic.
But I find a lot of people, you know, they say they can take it, they can handle it, but it's not true. I've been in a situation several times when somebody wanted me to tell them how I truly felt, and I did not want to tell them.
Yeah.
And then I get the, oh my gosh, are you serious? I can't believe this. Wow. Really? Like, I get all of that. Because I'd rather just avoid the conversation. I mean, I know it's very immature, but some people want explanations nowadays.
Yeah.
I just want to just, you know, fade to black. You see that I'm not calling you. You see that I'm not asking you out. You see that I'm not asking for any of your time, and I'm not giving you any of my time. Mm-hmm. Disappear. Like, so, I want you to just leave me the hell alone. I don't want you to keep asking me, like, well, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to tell you that I don't think you're cute in the face. I don't want to tell you that, you know, I don't know, like, you're just boring. I mean, that's not a nice thing to say to somebody. Like, you're boring as hell.
No one's going to enjoy that.
Right. So how am I going to tell this person, I don't like you, I'm not that into you because you are boring or because I think you're a loser? Because I've been in that situation before. I tried to tell a person that I didn't want to come out and say I think you're a loser, but that's how I felt about him.
Wow.
So I forgot what I said to him. I think I try to tell him, like, yeah, you know, I'm just not looking for a relationship at this time. But of course, like, you have these conversations with a person. You say, well, I am looking. He's like, well, you told me you were. Well, I'm just not looking for a relationship with you.
Now, you have to respect that. It might hurt a little bit, but they got to respect it.
A lot of people don't respect that, though.
They have to.
A lot of guys say they can handle rejection. They, oh, I could take it. Just tell me. Tell me the truth. You tell them the truth, and they're ready to jump out the window.
Yeah. That's because they can't. Simple.
So, is the explanation necessary? Do I really need to explain to you why I don't like you? Or should
people,
I just disappear?
For some people, I think it is.
Okay. Because sometimes I don't even feel like having a conversation, like I said. I don't feel like, you know.
You don't want to bring it up because you don't want to look the bad guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I end up being the bad guy anyway since I don't answer the phone. I don't call you.
Yeah.
Well, I shouldn't even say I don't need to answer the phone because I do answer my phone. Somebody will actually have the decency to call me. But if they text me, I just might not respond to that text message.
Okay.
And I have several in my phone. Like, this is one guy I need to respond to. I have no desire to ever talk to him again. But I'm trying to figure out a nice way to say that.
I have no desire to talk to you again.
But he's going
to
say, well, why? But I want to tell him to F off. Nicely, of course. But
you turn me off.
Okay. You turn me off.
You turn me off.
But then it's the guys that say, well, you know what? I can fix it. No, you can't. I'm already turned off.
Turned off. Plug broken.
Yes. I'm completely turned off.
No electricity through it.
And I could be overreacting, but he's a little extra for me.
Nah,
I don't like
to get rid of him.
I don't think I'm the best looking person in the world by any means.
No, you're pretty gorgeous.
Oh, you were too kind. But this guy that I met, he's cool, but everything that he says to me is physical. Like, it's always about my physical features, like
that's
my breast or my thighs. I'm like, okay, that's not attractive to me.
Right.
So I have not responded to his text messages since. Because I'm like, why does everything that you say to me have to be about my physical features? Like, what happened to, you know, I could be kind of smart, you know, but he probably doesn't even know that.
True.
So I don't know how to tell him, like,
that's
look.
That's kind of sad nowadays.
Look, you can just leave me the hell alone. Because
you're smart. I like the way you think.
Right, but
those comments don't work.
Everything is about all the cleavage and this. I'm like, my man, could you just let it go?
Right.
I'm not feeling it.
True.
So I don't know what to tell him.
I would just say, I don't like the way
this
he talks
to me. This date is over.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah, I don't like the way he talks to me.
Mm-mm, it's over.
So if you're not into somebody, should you just cut the strings at that moment? Or should you try to see if feelings develop over time?
It depends on why you're there. Benefits?
I mean,
is it any benefits?
No, it's not benefits at the moment. But, you know, she might be gorgeous. But something with the conversation's not clicking.
Then we can't do it.
But should you wait until maybe feelings will develop over time? Like, you just not feeling her? Because I've been out with guys. I'm like, God damn, he's fine. I'm like, damn, he's not that bright. Or he can't dress very well. So
right.
Should you give that person the opportunity to see if feelings are going to develop? Because, you know, if I'm not turned on, it's going to be really hard for me to, you know, want to continue further?
Not really. I think you should just keep it moving. I mean, because you're going to know if you click with somebody. Like, within the first 30 seconds to a minute, to 3 minutes, 5 minutes, and 10 minutes. So halfway through the day, you should know what's really going on here.
Well, some people just don't click like that right away.
That's true.
So should you wait it out, or should you...
I don't have time.
I don't know. I don't either. I don't know. I don't know to tell you about that, but...
I don't have time for that.
We want to get us some more music. Keep in mind, you can give us a call. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. How can you tell if a person is not into you? What are some of the signs that you have gotten from a person that they're just not feeling you? So give us a call. Once again, the number is 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. So I'll keep it right here on The Flow.
Somebody At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Coming up next is a really funny guy. You all know him. Let's give it up for Alonzo Bowden. Alonzo!
So my uncle calls and he says he's dizzy and he's losing his balance. I'm like, Unc, you want me to take you to a doctor? He's like, no, I'm going to look up the symptoms. I said, your symptoms are you're dizzy and you're losing your balance. So he said, I can't get on the internet because my arm is numb. I said, well, use your good arm and dial 911. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love is showing symptoms of stroke, don't call family, don't dial a friend, don't wait because it might be too late. Dial 911. Time lost is brain lost. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I'm your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the iInfo Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. We're here each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. to midnight. That's on The Flow. That's This Date Is Over Radio. Keep in mind that you can check out the website, thisdateisover.com, post your bad date stories, and don't forget to get your tickets to our brunch. It's the love experience. Why am I still single?
Don't want to miss
brunch and relationship forum. It's going to be at the 201 bar in DC. Get your tickets.
Looking for something nice.
Yes. So you can go to thisdateisover.com to get your tickets, or you can go to stillsingle.eventbrite.com to get your tickets. It's going to be fun. The price includes the brunch buffet with unlimited mimosas.
Does it include a hotel room?
No.
Oh.
No, it does not.
So you can bundle.
No. But you can probably get a date there because it's going to be some singles. Meet somebody. Y'all can get a room together, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right on Capitol Hill. Spend that big money. But you just heard music from the group called The Internet. The song was Sunset. And I highly recommend that you check out their album. It is so awesome. It's called Feel Good. It's their second album. And the group is called, yes, The Internet. A lot of people like The Internet. Yes, that's the name of the group. They call it The Internet. The Feel Good album is amazing. I listen to it like every day. It helps me get through my day. But tonight we're talking about He's Not That Into You. And I got Vontello in the studio.
Yes.
I keep wanting to call you Vontigolo.
Vontigolo?
Yeah, because I listened to The Foreign Exchange and Fonte calls himself Vontigolo. So I have this strange urge to want to call you Vontigolo. No, but Vontello.
Think Italian.
Right. Vontello.
Vontello.
So I want to go on Facebook because I asked you guys, in what ways has a person shown you that they're not into you? Lauren said, by not calling or texting, being too busy. Karma said, long pauses in communication.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Miss D, she said, they ignore my black ass.
She's funny.
Lon said, no communication or attention. Riley said, no communication, no attention, too busy, or just want to text instead of talk.
Yeah, that's another one. That's another
Joe,
one.
Joe, he's a mess. He said when they would not give up the poon on the first meetup.
Wow.
Shut up. Shut it up. No giving up the poon on the first date.
Oh, man.
I'm not for all that.
Unless you want to.
No. Well, that's your call. Not my business. So how is a person showing you that they're not interested in you or not into you?
I would have to say it'd be with the communication part, as far as texting and calling.
So they just fall off the face of the earth.
They start falling off, and it's like, I guess they're not really feeling me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's what that is.
Yeah, I know I've gotten confused because some people, it's like they're up and down. So, when we talk, it's like, oh, everything's great, but they might disappear for like a week. And they'll come back like the following week and talk to me like every day.
I've had those. That's been confusing for me. Yes.
So people that aren't consistent, I don't take that as them being into me.
Yeah, I'll say the same thing.
Yeah, because I know this one guy, he claims that he likes me and whatnot. I'm like, it's cool. But I said, well, you don't really put much effort into,
getting to know.
Right, getting to know each other. I said, how am I supposed to stay interested in you?
Right.
If I don't talk to you regularly, you're not going to hold my interest.
Not at all.
Once every other week or once a month, and, that doesn't work for me. So take note, fellas. Take note.
No pads and pens, baby.
Yes, no pads and pens, because if I don't talk to you on a consistent basis, just know that I'm not that into you. But then again, I take that back, because I do have like a crazy schedule. So I'm going to have to throw out the B word, you know, busy. I might be a little busy.
The busy thing never works. You tell a guy you're busy, he's not.
I will make time to talk to you, but just know that we might not be able to talk every day.
And see, now, I think that's a problem, because I think people want to talk every day.
Some people don't. There's a lot of people nowadays who are not into having
but
phone conversations.
But those are the people that's still not into you. They're into other people too. As well.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Because everybody's not, you know, into talking every day. Because some people, like, I don't have to talk to my friends every day. We still cool.
Oh, yeah.
But
that's,
I mean,
that's your friend.
It's different. Yeah, I'm not dating my friends,
exactly.
You know, so. It is what it is. So, yeah, I have been real busy. You know, I got this datasover.com going on. I got my other businesses. So
success.
I'm stretched thinly. So,
well, as long as you let that person know that.
Yeah, but at the same time,
that
people make time for what's important to them. So,
and
if I was really feeling you,
you
I would find
sure.
a way to talk to you on a
exactly.
consistent basis.
A text message is 2 seconds.
Yeah, a text. Yeah, I'd rather call. But yeah, I'll text you. But
send me a heart.
What?
Send me a heart.
Send you a heart?
Yeah.
Really?
1 second.
Put heart eyes on under your post?
1 second.
You can't even see hearts. You don't even have an iPhone. You got a Droid. You can get emojis.
Yeah, I can.
You probably get boxes.
They got an app for that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Android stepping up to the plate?
Of course.
Okay. So going back to the explanation. So do you believe the explanation is necessary? Do you really need to explain yourself to somebody if you're not that into them?
Depends on the person. It really does. The person. Because, like, say, if it's somebody, like, you've been kicking it with for a long time, then, yeah.
What's a long time, though? A couple weeks? A month? 2 months?
That's up to their discretion.
Mm-hmm.
A long time. But if you feel like you deserve an explanation, then I think you should get one.
So I'm talking about in your situation.
In my situation.
Like, when do you need to give that person an explanation as to why you're not into them?
I don't give explanations. I just let you go.
So do you just say I'm out, or you just stop calling? You stop answering? What do you do?
Pretty much.
Oh, so you go the immature route, like me. Like me. Yeah.
That's the best way.
Oh, you text me? Oh, damn, I did not see all 10 of those. My bad.
No book.
You see them on the street, and they like, man, what the hell?
Say, man, I've been busy.
I got a text recently, like yesterday, from somebody. Let me try to find it. I'm not going to read their name, nothing like that.
Right.
It says, first of all, this person never even called me. I called them like last Friday. They wanted to link up. They didn't call me back. So I'm like, all right, it is what it is. I'm not going to chase you. So I think he hit me the following Friday, which was, you know, this past Friday.
Right.
And
weekend buddy.
Right. Like, no, I hit you up like a week ago. Now you hit me up a week later. And he said, what's up? I forgot he texted me. I think, was I out? I was out. I was at the bar with one of my girlfriends. And I forgot about it. You know, I'm having some shots of 1800 with my girl at the bar. So I forgot. So he texted me yesterday. So I take it you're not talking to me anymore.
Wow. After a week.
Right. Like, we might have talked on the phone like twice. Like,
and he could have hit you a midweek too.
Yeah. He
could have called.
Yeah, he could have picked up the phone. But like, once you start sending me, especially when your grammar is incorrect, you can't spell.
Yeah.
I'm not entertaining that.
Yeah.
If you wanted to talk to me, you would have picked up the phone.
Yeah.
But people don't understand that.
They can't.
I don't know. We're going to have another show about that when it's texting versus talking. Because there's a lot of people that are textually active, and that irks my life if you can't
do
both.
But see, I could do both.
I get if you're at work.
Yeah.
But when you have free time and you sending me 45 text messages in a row, like, my man, I don't have time to read that. Just pick up the phone. Because there's a lot of people that like to send me dissertations, and I do not have time to read all that.
Right. Whole lectures and notes and books.
So
15 pages of text.
Just like the people that text you right now, we told them to call in.
Yeah, and they're blowing the phone up right now, though.
Is it? Are they, though? Because the phone is not ringing.
Oh, my phone.
Yeah. No. But I said, what are they texting you for? Read what they're saying to you.
Let's see what they're saying. They're saying.
And the number is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992 is the number to the studio. Don't be shy. We don't bite.
No, we don't.
Mm-mm.
No, not at all. Just trying to give y'all good insight onto some dating relationships situations.
What's going on?
Oh, the phone situation is something you shouldn't probably mention on air.
But don't curse. Nah. Did you say somebody said you should let them down easy or something like that?
Yeah, somebody did.
I need you people to quantify what does let me down easy mean.
Like, how easy is easy?
Right, because everybody's easy is different.
Right. Because you could probably just say, I don't like the way your personality is. And that hurts. That's hurt.
Right.
You know? So
you can't, so how would you say, I don't like the way your face is?
I wouldn't say it.
But, I mean, how do you delicately put that I'm not attracted to you?
I would. That's probably the best thing to say.
But that's hurtful.
I'm not attracted to you. It is, but it's what other words could you use?
I don't know.
You can't use any other words, but I'm just not attracted to the way you facially look.
And that hurts too, because I don't know how
your face
to say that nicely. You know, I was trying to think of, I did try to date out of my comfort zone, so to speak, a few years ago, and I was hanging out with this one guy. I just wasn't attracted to him physically, so, but I tried to, you know, be different, you know, try not to be shallow and whatnot. So, you know, he has a great personality, blah blah blah. But I couldn't I couldn't do it. Like, he was already short, like shorter than me. And yeah, he was a bit overweight, so he had a lot of struggles.
And it wasn't working for you.
But I didn't even realize I had been hanging out with him for like a couple months, because he was like, "You want to go to the bar? All right, cool."
But how often would y'all communicate, though?
Like weekly.
Weekly.
Mm-hmm.
Once a week or twice?
Probably like once a week. I mean, I didn't think anything of it because we had like no type of physical contact other than like a hug, but there was no kissing, no fondling, nothing like that. So, I just like, oh, this dude just wants to go out for drinks. All right, I'm down.
Yeah, but that's pretty.
But after a couple of months, he was like, I think we should solidify this thing. I was like, what thing?
Right. I thought we were just doing drinks.
I thought we were just kicking it, but I wasn't into him like that,
right.
And I didn't know how to tell him that I wasn't attracted to him.
So how did you fade to black?
I just was like, nah, I don't feel a romantic connection.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how do you take it?
He said that, you know, people should give other people a chance, you know, people that aren't as attractive and blah, blah, blah. Because I didn't even say it was an attractive thing, but
that's his subconscious coming in there.
Yeah, so, but he did try to resurface, and I kind of shut it down. I was like, nah.
Still.
He was like, well, you got my number, so won't you use it, you know, if you want to. I was like, all right, then. Two fingers.
Deuces.
Have not called him. No.
Man.
But that's a hard conversation to have with a person.
It is. That's why.
Is there any nice way at all to tell somebody?
No.
That.
I don't think it is. Hmm. But without hurting somebody's feelings and making them feel just less of a person. I don't think it is.
Should it even be said, though? Is it necessary to be said?
No, just don't call me back. Just don't call me. Don't text me.
What if I say, you know, Vontello, I think you're cool, but I just, yeah.
I don't
like I'm that. Good.
I don't even like rejection, so I can't do that. Just don't call me.
So you would rather the person stop calling you?
Yeah.
And then you're going to send them an angry text message asking why the hell they haven't called you?
No.
No?
I'll take the hint.
Mm-hmm. Some people don't take hints. And speaking of hints, Lord, please go onto the website, thisdateisover.com. I posted a story. It's called Creep, by the way.
I think I've seen that story.
I don't know. When we launched the website for thisdateisover.com in 2012, I had this guy hit me up on an online dating site. I didn't respond because I wasn't attracted to him. I wasn't into him. This fool found my personal Facebook page.
Wow.
Saw that I posted the event to the launch. Mm-hmm. This fool shows up to the launch.
Really?
Really.
How long has he been chasing you?
Well, he ain't chasing me no more.
How long has he been creeping you?
That was in 2012.
Okay.
So check out that story and see what the hell that fool did. Like, the dude showed up to the event and asked me out I don't know how many times.
Wow.
And I told him I was not interested. Then he tried to play me and act like somebody that we had a mutual friend. He tried to act like she told him. She didn't.
Oh, wow.
He tried to act like she told him about the event, so.
Oh, yeah.
He was not taking no for an answer.
He's a professional creep.
Yeah.
Professional.
Like, I wouldn't be surprised if I looked him up in the Maryland, you know, court system to see that he probably has a number of restraining orders
creep
against
charges.
Him. Yes.
Yeah.
So check out that story, thisdateisover.com/creep.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's crazy. So what would you guys do? Check it out. Put your responses on thisdateisover.com. But we're getting ready to go to break, so keep it right here on the flow. He's not that into you is what we're talking about. How can you tell if a person's not into you? You know, instead of ignoring their calls, instead of, you know, just avoiding them altogether, what's the best or the nicest way to tell a person you don't like them? Because in my experience, saying I'm not interested isn't always enough.
Nope.
Because people want explanations. So,
they do.
So ponder on that. You know, what's a nice way to let somebody down? Like, how can you tell them instead of ignoring them? Oh, Lord. That's my little niecey poo.
How can you tell that person that you are not into them? Like, because, you know, somebody, he's demanding, he or she is demanding an explanation from you. How do you let them know? Give us a call. The number's 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver, and also like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So keep it right here on The Flow.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me, whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Now she's falling in love.
Yeah, I got her.
Now she's falling in love.
Yeah, right where I want her.
Now she's falling in love.
Yep, yeah. And mama used to say, be a gentleman, set the standard. Treat her like a diva, like her name was Amanda. Treat her to the place and take trips to the park. Now you ain't got a place, and I just
be nice to
yep, now don't take this the wrong way. But if you take her out, it'll take you a long way. Buy a fancy dinner, she'll open up her legs like Sean J. And she's doing it.
I'm fed up with these no romance. Julia. Can't be the scene. I refuse to leave this place without my queen. You know that means I've got to find my time. Peace be tonight. She will be, she will be by my side, side on the dot. Cause even good was turned bad. And I ain't about to get that. No, my thing.
To the State Is Over Radio right here on the Flow. I'm your host, Miss Marie. Got Vontello in the studio. What's up, Vontello?
I'm in here.
And we're coming to you live from the IM for Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Keep in mind, you can check out the show on the TuneIn app. That's TuneIn. Download the app to your mobile device. Search for Rock the Flow, all one word. Save it to your favorites. And we come on each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. to midnight on the Flow. You can also check out the show on TuneIn.com as well. Same thing. Go to TuneIn.com. Search for Rock the Flow, all one word, and save us to your favorites.
Yeah, get socially connected.
Yes, you can check out all the other great programming that we do have here on the Flow because, you know, information is power. We play real music.
Yep.
Here on the Flow.
All night.
Have some thought-provoking conversations on the Flow. Kiva Diva that comes on before me. Love her show. Wonderful place. She's on from 6 to 8. So we got a lot of great stuff, a lot of cool programming. Stuff that you're not going to hear on commercial radio because we got it like that.
Yeah,
we don't have to play the same BS music over and over and over again. I like to play music that I like to hear.
Yeah.
Stuff that you never heard before.
Switch the rotation up.
Yes, indeed. But you just heard music from J Dilla featuring Dwelle. The song was Die in Peace. And before that was Nice Guys Finish Last by 88 Keys. I love that album.
I gotta check that out.
Yeah. Check out a lot of good stuff. We play some good stuff here on the Flow. So yeah, that J Dilla. I love that. Die in Peace. May he rest in peace, by the way.
Hmm.
But before the break, I said, instead of ignoring their calls or avoiding them, what's the best or nicest way to tell a person you don't like them? In my experience, saying I'm not interested isn't enough because a lot of people want explanations.
Yes.
What would you say? Sean said, I would tell them nicely not to call. Chris said, tell them that you're in a relationship. They're going to know that you're not in a relationship if you've been talking to that person, my man. Come on.
That's not going to work.
Somebody said, hey, there seems to be a misunderstanding. You are cool, but not a good dating match for me. I wish you well. Take care.
Wow.
Damn.
Wow, that's generic, but that works.
Right. Jay said, I told this one guy I was seeing someone else, and he took that as needing to still try and contact me. Honestly, whatever it is you decide to do, just be consistent. Inconsistency means you're not serious about your decision or unsure, and they can sway you to change your mind. So
I like
you
that
have
one.
You have to be firm with it. Like, look, I'm not interested in cut off all ties.
Yep.
Wow.
Deleting my number.
Mr. Muhammad, he says, after the free meal, she became uninterested. Damn. No. Man, you didn't have to take her out for all them free meals. You could have just asked her to begin, you know, in the beginning how she felt.
Exactly.
Let her whatever. If you tell them you aren't interested and continue to pursue, you owe them nothing more. Continuing to entertain them will make them feel they have hope. Mm.
But that's kind of like playing them, stringing them along. That's not good.
Not necessarily. If I tell you, look, I don't want to have any relationship, you know, with you on a romantic level, and you still want to hang out. I mean, I could genuinely like to hang out with you. I could like your company, but there's no romantic connection on my part.
But this is about the other person. What they, you know that they want to romantically be with you. So,
well, they need to make that call to give it the two finger salute, say goodbye.
That's a hard thing to do.
It is. But I mean, I hear where you're coming from, because if I tell somebody I'm not interested in them, I guess I should just fall back completely.
Completely. Definitely.
But some people don't want to let go.
Because some people like that they still have contact with you.
That's true. Because my LS said today, I'm queen of the throwbacks, because I swear people that I used to talk to are just coming, you know, out of the woodworks nowadays. I don't know.
Looking for love.
Yeah.
Yeah. y'all gotta tune in. Definitely, what do y'all think? Definitely hit her up on the Facebook.
I'm trying to go through and make sure not I got these comments that don't have the curse words in them.
Because we definitely want to know what y'all think.
Law said, I actually tell them why. You're not my type. You want different things. I'm not focusing on a relationship right now. Just be honest. Sometimes they do work. Sometimes they don't. No. In my case, they don't always work because, like I said, people want to have a damn conversation. But why? 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 Don't worry about why. I don't want to deal with you anymore.
Just stop.
Can't you just... I don't know. But that goes to another thing, because a lot of people aren't being honest, and a lot of, you know, I guess they're leading that person to believe that they're just so great.
Yeah, but they could
by
be
not
great.
Giving them the explanation, because like I said, some people need closure.
Some people do need closure. They just need to know what can they do better for the next relationship. Some people do care.
Some people do care.
But if you don't care, then I don't care either.
Well, what if they say, like, look, man, you just can't dress. Like, you look horrible.
Well, that'd be a good laugh, and then...
Are you going to change your style?
Yeah, some people do change.
Oh, okay.
It depends on how much you like that person, to be honest with you.
Some people do.
If you really like that person, you'll do a lot. You'll change a lot.
But is that even necessary, though?
Is it
necessary for them to change?
It might be for their own sake.
If somebody say, you know what, I don't like the way that you dress, or the way that, you know, your appearance is a problem.
Maybe I should take it.
Should somebody be able to accept you the way that you are, or, you know...
They should. They should. But sometimes, you know, other people, when they come in your life, they make you better. So
even if you modify yourself and they still don't like you, then what?
Then it's not going to work.
Yeah.
It's not
is that going to hurt you, though?
It's not going to hurt you, but it's not going to work.
But a lot of people say that you don't need to give anybody an explanation. As adults, you know, we are all adults.
I mean, some
they don't deserve an explanation.
Some people need that. Me, I don't. I don't care what you say.
So if a person tells you that they're not into you, are you going to leave them alone, or
yes,
are you going to keep trying?
Nope, I'm going to leave you alone.
So what are you going to tell that person that's going to keep trying? What are you going to tell that guy
who
she told him in no uncertain terms, I do not like you? What are you going to tell that man? Because he's going to be like, you know what? She said I could dress better. I need to dress better. She said I need to go to the barbershop more. I'm doing all this stuff. She said I need to be a little bit more articulate. I'm going to etiquette classes. Mm-hmm. I've done all these things, and she still doesn't like me. But I'm still going to pursue her. What are you going to tell that man?
Thanks for trying.
Are you going to tell him, like, look, my man, have a seat, find somebody else? What are you going to do?
Nah, you just got to say, we got to separate. We got to separate our ways. We can't do
no, that. No, I'm asking you, as a man, what are you going to tell your friend that's in that situation who's chasing a chick that doesn't like him?
Oh, I'm sorry. I would tell him, keep it moving, bro. You done spent too much money trying to do this. She's not for you. She's not for you.
Obviously. Oh, my God. I'm about to punch him in the face. Mr. Lemon said... The best and the nicest way to tell a person you don't like them is to tell them that you found out that you have AIDS.
Wow.
Shut up.
Wow.
Shut up.
That's a bit extreme.
My girl, you said you block their number if all else fails. Verizon has that feature. Not sure about other phone providers, but that has always worked for me. Oh, my gosh.
That works.
My girl, Hype, said, I just tell them I'm seeing someone. Really?
That works, too.
Yeah.
That works a little better than any other.
Tell somebody you got AIDS, though.
That's a little bit too much, though,
right?
Because that's going to get your name out on the streets, and then you're never going to get any dates then.
See, Ron said you don't owe explanations to anyone, but if they simply must have one, it's always better to be straight up. Ergo, we can be friends, however, I don't like you like that, or I'm not feeling you.
Nah, see, I don't know. It's a choice of words there. That hurts right there.
But you got to be cruel to be kind. Like, look, yeah. I don't like you. I don't want to be with you. If you never call me again, I will not lose any sleep. So right. Take good care. This date is over.
That's a little too much. You put too much on the end of that.
Or just like our shirt says, like my girl Sugar Bee reminded me, we have our t-shirts that say, it's not me, it's you. That's why I'm not into you.
Okay.
You are the problem.
That's pretty simple enough to go with, though.
But that's hurtful.
Can I get a shirt?
Of course you can.
Let's go.
Of course you can get a shirt.
Mm-hmm. I need a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm. B said, tell him you have a 6'9" sugar daddy. Oh, shut up. William, he cracked me up. He said, keep mentioning how dope you find her friend, sister, or mom. Like,
hey, that.
Just to show her that you are not into her.
That's disrespectful, but it sounds cool. Like, your mom is nice.
Your mom's sexy, though. Your sister, though. Your cousin.
What happened?
You're like, what about me? Like,
that's no. What I'm saying. What happened?
No. I don't know. Explanations. I don't feel that they're necessary, but that's just me. I don't feel like I want to explain to a grown person
why I don't like them.
But then again, it goes both ways, because sometimes they need to know the truth. And if they never know the truth, they keep walking around thinking that they're great.
That is true.
You need to tell them, like, hey, you're really not that great. You really should not chew with your mouth open. Or you really should brush your teeth more often.
Right, right.
Or you really should, like, match your shoes with your outfit. Like,
right.
Certain things you might want to say to that person, but package it delicately. But if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to the second hour of This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I'm your host, Miss Marie. And we are live from the iAmper Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Tune in each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. Tell your friends about us. The website is thisdateisover.com. Post your bad date stories and read some of ours. You can also get your tickets from thisdateisover.com to our brunch in D.C. That's if you're in the DMV or plan to be in the DMV on Saturday, April 26th, 1 to 4. We're having a brunch and relationship forum. It's going to be a great, great time.
Yes, yes.
At the 201 bar, get your tickets from thisdateisover.com or stillsingle.eventbrite.com. And the topic that we are going to be covering is, why am I still single?
So
a lot of singles in D.C. A lot of singles in D.C., and they don't want to be single. So we're going to talk about it, figure out how we can, you know, get on the path to a healthy relationship.
Because even
though thisdateisover.com is about bad dates, we definitely believe in healthy relationships. And we believe in love. And we want everybody to experience a beautiful and loving relationship. So
everyone deserves one.
Yes. Well, not everybody. But get your tickets from thisdateisover.com or stillsingle.eventbrite.com. But it's the second hour of the show, which means it's time for Miss Marie's Rant and Rave. And what am I going to rant about? Oh, not being into somebody. I didn't really write that many notes down, so I'm just going to be winging it tonight.
Okay.
But I don't know. I would say a lot of people tend to ignore the signs. And I know I've done it. I'm guilty of it. But you got to pay attention to the signs. Like, do you really need to know that a person's not into you? Can't you just tell that they're not into you by their actions? So just pay attention to what the person is doing, how they are behaving. But, you know, it's not a bad thing to ask the question in the beginning. How do you feel about me? Do you see us going somewhere? Before you're wasting your time and your money, you know, and your energy and your effort calling this person constantly, texting them constantly, you know, ask the question. How do you feel about me? Do you want us to continue? Do you think this is going to lead to a relationship, or do you just want to be friends? Find that out before you are wasting your time and getting your heart and your feelings broken. Because time is money.
You could
be spending your time with somebody else. And a lot of people, they focus so much time and energy on a person who they know does not like them. They have shown you that they don't like you. They have told you they do not like you. And you still continue to pursue them. My man, my lady, you are blocking your blessings. While you're focusing on somebody who doesn't like you, it's probably 10 other people that actually do like you and will like to have more of your time. But you're so focused on this one dude or this one chick who can give two craps about you.
Right.
So learn to let it go. Handle that rejection. Take it on the chin. Take it on whatever you want. Wherever you want to take it.
Right.
Maybe not on the chin.
Everybody
got
somebody.
Wherever you want to take it, just leave that person be. If they're telling you that they're not into you, just leave them. And perhaps, just perhaps, they might be motivated by your absence to step their game up.
True.
They might like you and just don't even know it until that you're gone. Like, they might be missing, you know.
Sometimes
the whole saying, you don't know what you've got till it's gone. So don't waste your time with somebody who is really not showing you that they're into you.
Do
something else with your time. Go somewhere else. Go where somebody actually likes you. Because I think it makes sense, more sense, to invest your time and your energy and your effort and your dollars, perhaps, with someone who actually likes you. You want it to be reciprocated. You don't want to waste your time with somebody who really doesn't care about being with you.
Nothing one-sided.
Yeah, so you don't want anything one-sided. So, yes. Take that rejection. Take it on the knee. Keep it moving. Find somebody else who not tolerates you, but actually wants to be with you,
right.
Okay?
Genuinely spend time
with you. Genuinely wants to spend time with you. And I think that's about it. That's my 5 cents. So, you got anything you want to add to that?
I don't have anything to add to that, but just be honest with your mate, your partner, your companion, and just let them know what you really want and the goals you want get met. Because if not, you're just going to get strung along and just not going to be happy at the very end.
Yes, you do not want to get strung along.
No, you don't want that, because that's just going to take your time and efforts. You could put it elsewhere, like she previously mentioned.
Yeah, if you know that you're going to catch feelings, this person can say, look, I just want to be friends. I like hanging out with you, but I don't feel a romantic connection.
Right.
That's your out right there.
Right.
That's your opportunity to take an out. And if you decide to stick around, it's all on you, my friend.
And sometimes
don't catch an attitude with that person for, oh, I spent all this money on her. Oh, I spent all this time with him. I cooked him dinner. Well, he told you and he showed you that right. He does not care.
Yeah.
That much about you. He might care about you, but he does not want to be with you.
Right.
So once a person has communicated that clearly in no uncertain terms, you can either take it or and leave. Still hang out with that person, or you can bid them adieu
right.
or farewell. So that's your call. So don't sit up here saying, oh, my heart is broken because blah, blah, blah.
Right.
You know, if they told you that then they don't want to be with you,
listen to them.
Pay attention.
Because they're not gonna lie to you,
right? I don't think a lot of people want to lie to you about wanting to be with you.
Right.
Like if they say they don't want to be with you, trust and believe they do not want to be with you.
Because that's nothing to play with.
Yes, it's nothing to play with. So the number to the studio 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at Date Is Over, and also like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. I did post a link to our Facebook discussion group, so if you want to chat with us and all that jazz during the week and right now, actually go to facebook.com/thisdateisover and click on the link to take you to our discussion group where we're going to get into some more music. So keep it right here on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com.
Thank you. be a blueberry lollipop.
Little girl,
if you'd be my strawberry bubblegum, then I'll be your blueberry lollipop.
And then I'll love you till I make it pop.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I'm your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. This is her music from my boyfriend. Yes, he's my man, even though he's married. His name is Justin Timberlake.
Wow.
Love him so much. The song was Strawberry Bubblegum. That is my jam.
Shout out JT, man.
Love him. But I got Vontello in the studio. What's up, Vontello?
I'm in the building.
And we are talking about He's Not That Into You.
Yes.
Not that into you.
Not really.
And you said you are for, or I can't remember, are you pro or against giving an explanation to somebody that you're not into them?
I'll give you an explanation if you ask me for one.
No. So are you for or against?
Whatever
do
they
you,
want.
Do you think it's necessary?
I'll give the people what they want.
You give the people what they want?
Yes.
So who do you think handles rejection better, men or women?
Ooh, I think men do.
Really? I don't. I guess from my own personal experience, I don't think they do.
That varies by personal experience, but I think men do because we have that don't care attitude.
No, y'all try to act like I don't care, but
that's true.
You will go home
right.
And you will cry you a river.
Okay.
And you will slit your wrist with a butter knife.
But no one has to know.
Right. See, I don't know why y'all gotta act all hard though.
Got to.
But I think women handle. I don't know. They may. I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know.
No, I take that back. As my buddy Andrew would say, he said someone who is sane and stable handles rejection better. Because
okay.
A lot of people who are emotionally unstable.
That is true.
I mean, I think men, you know, try to practice, you know, being rough and tough, but they get crushed.
That is true.
Like, you talk about that man, tell him that you don't like him, especially if you tell him his sex is bad. Oh, heavens, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
He will cut you.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. It really depends. For women, I think if you talk about like a woman's weight, she might cut you. She might not handle that too well.
Yeah.
But for men, if you tell them that you don't like them, and if you, especially, you know, he's spending the money, he's initiating the dates and whatnot, and you don't like him, oh, honey.
He's
not going to handle that very well.
Oh, you got
he is not
going to
handle
hands.
It. Yeah, because he wants that explanation. Like I said, I've been in that situation too many times where somebody wants to know, why don't you like me?
But I think it really depends on how deep involved you are with that person, to be honest with you, if an explanation is needed or not. Because
but if you've been hanging out for like 2 weeks, you know, is an explanation needed?
No, nothing. Not for 2 weeks. But I've been kicking it with you for like a month, 2 months, 3 months. I'm going to need something. I'm going to need you to tell me something. Why are we not moving forward?
So, if I reach a point that I don't like a person, should I tell them right then and there?
Yeah.
Or should I continue hanging out with them?
Please tell them right then and there, because you don't
like, I like hanging out with you, but I don't see myself being with you in the long run.
Exactly.
So what should I do?
Don't let it drag out.
Don't let it drag out?
Don't. It's not going to work.
I mean, he's already not getting none.
What's the benefit
of
dragging
it? We only see each other in public places. He doesn't come to my house.
Right.
I don't go to his. He can't read into that? No?
Some people don't want to, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to, as gorgeous as you are.
Yeah, one of the things I forgot to point out during my rant and rave is that please keep in mind that everybody is not going to like you.
Yeah.
Shocker. I know. It's a shock. But please believe, trust and believe, everybody is not going to like you. So, like I said, you know, lace up those bootstraps and move on to somebody else, because everybody.
Just think optimistically.
Everybody is not for everybody.
Right.
You might be clicking in the beginning, but stuff might fall off.
That is true. Some things do not work.
And somebody might not be into you because of the way that you're conducting yourself, too. Like, you might have started off one way. You started off being persistent. You started off with the phone calls, but then you kind of fell back and
you baited them in pretty much.
Right. You baited that person, but you know, they don't like you that much because you aren't really showing that you're into them.
Consistency plays a lot in a lot of things in life, relationships included.
Yeah, like I said before, consistency is very important.
Yes.
I told you I was talking to this one guy. You know, we still keep in contact. He's real cool, but I told him, say, you're too inconsistent for me to even like you that much. So if you want to hang out, that's cool, but I'm not going to be spending my time, because we used to talk often, but it just fell off. So yeah. I'm like, all right, whatever. You busy? All right, cool.
Yeah.
I'm busy too.
Right, everybody's busy today.
I'm so busy. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, you used to call me 24/7. Now you busy.
I hate that busy.
Whatever.
Thing, to be honest with you, I don't like that.
You know, I got stuff with my family. I got this. I gotta like breathe, and I gotta wash my hair, and you know, I just don't have the time. So
I've been trying to wash clothes for like 2 weeks now.
Right. So he claims that he likes me. I'm like, okay, whatever. I believe it when you show me. Put your money where your mouth is.
Well, I don't know, because sometimes people throw like bad signs where I am communicating with you, but I'm not getting that back. So I don't know whether to fall back or keep doing it. I don't get a confirmation of, you know, let's continue to do this.
And I've been in that situation before. Like, I guess I was so naive because I was just so head over heels for this one guy. And I couldn't see the writing on the wall that he really wasn't that into me.
Like, right.
He would send me, you know, we would hang together. We would be locked up like days at a time. Like, we just have so much fun watching old movies. Mm-hmm. You know, we had a great time together, you know, drinking, nothing like getting drunk, but right. Like, we just genuinely enjoyed each other's company.
Yeah.
But like, he would just disappear.
Wow.
And I didn't pay it no mind because I had a lot of stuff going on too.
Right.
And then, you know, he would send me cards in the mail and stuff like that.
Nice.
You know,
nice.
Telling me that he cared, and we would, you know, talk and FaceTime. So I was like, oh wow, he's really digging me.
Right.
But I couldn't really see because I was, you know, so enamored with the guy that, you know, he's really not that into me, because we weren't really going out that much. Mm-hmm. You know, we weren't really talking as much, so he kind of fell off. And I just, you know, I was so blinded by my feelings for him that I couldn't see. You know, I had to take a step back and
that
look at things logically. Like, you know what, he's not doing what I like, what I require for somebody, so I need to just fall back. But it took me a while.
Did you let him know that he wasn't doing that?
Oh, in no uncertain terms.
Okay.
In no uncertain terms.
Okay.
So, but that's the way it happened. The cookie crumbles sometimes.
Yeah, that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Got my feelings hurt just a little bit, but whatever. I had to just fall back.
Hey, but it's a life lesson. You know? You live and you learn. Definitely.
Now, most people say that, of course, the guys are going to say that guys handle rejection better than the women.
I think so. Maybe that's a biased statement, but
it probably is.
Yeah.
It's probably because they think that they handle rejection better. Gino said, men, because we will curse you out in a minute and feel good about it. I'll feel good about it too.
Yeah, I second that.
Well, maybe men can handle rejection better, because I'm certain y'all, you know, if you go out to the bar, you probably ask five girls for their phone number, and you might get two.
There you go. And that's a possibility, you know. But I don't know. It depends on your emotional level.
Yeah, it depends on your maturity level, because I have gotten, like, this dude screamed in my face before. A couple years ago, he got in my face at a Super Bowl party because I told him I just wanted to be friends. I thought he was going to hit me.
Wow, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah, got in my face.
Mm-mm.
You would have thought. We only went out one time. So like the Cheesecake Factory. What is so special about that?
He must have fell in love with you.
Nothing happened. No kissing.
I know.
No, he didn't get not one whiff of the poon. It's like nothing happened sexually between. You would have thought that like we had sex and rainbow shot out of my behind.
Wow.
The way that he was acting. Like
He was on you.
I told him, I said, you know what, I'd rather we just be friends. He was like, just tell me the truth. I said, yeah, I'd rather us be friends. What the hell you mean, just friends? Just friends?
Wow.
What the F? Like, all in my face.
Wow. I think he loved you a little more than you think he did.
I don't know how anybody can love me off of one date, but whatever. Maybe I'm just that lovable and I don't even know it.
Hey.
I don't know.
Hey.
I don't know. We will play some more music, so keep it right here on the flow. Give us a call. The number's 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. And don't forget to like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So keep it right here on the flow.
I'm not feeling it. On top of you not calling me back. You see, I've been see it don't seem that you don't care.
Never tell nobody about it. Never tell nobody about it. I can't let them know nobody. You don't make me call somebody. What about my body, body? What about my body, body? You would rather go and party somewhere, somewhere. I'll be mine.
You know I hate sleeping alone. But you said that you would soon be home.
Baby,
that was a long time ago.
Look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I know.
You listen to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. I said that's a little too fast. Blah, blah, blah. My name is Miss Marie. I was going a little too quickly right there. Got Vontello in the studio. What's up, Vontello?
I'm in the building. How you guys doing?
Moolah Benji. Moolah Benji.
Benji, baby. Moolah Benji Boys.
Moolah Benji Boys. But tonight we're talking about He's Not That Into You. You just heard music from SWV. Gave you a throwback. The song was Anything. Love that song. Right before that was some Beyonce. The song was Kitty Cat. Because, honey, you were not stroking that kitty cat right. And she had to put it in a song. And you weren't hitting it right. So, like I said before, we're talking about He's Not That Into You. The number to reach us in the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. You can also hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/ThisDateIsOver. Don't forget, as I mentioned before, we have our Why Am I Still Single Brunch and Relationship Forum. That's on Saturday, April 26th in Washington, D.C. It's going to be at the 201 Bar. I love that place. Get your tickets from thisdateisover.com or go to stillsingle.eventbrite.com. It's a buffet brunch with unlimited mimosas, lively debate, expert advice. Not for me, because I'm so not an expert, okay? We're going to actually have some people who are qualified to give you some sound advice on the panel. And it's going to be a room full of singles, so you might just get a date as a result of coming to brunch.
Might find somebody.
As long as you don't have too many mimosas, because, you know, champagne gets you drunk faster. In case you didn't know, the bubbly will get you drunk faster. Yes, you can thank me later. So, yes, get your tickets before we sell out, because, you know, late to the last minute, you might get left behind, because that's exactly what happened with the party bus that we had. People try to wait till like the day before, a couple days before. I'm like, I'm so sorry, my lady or my dude. We were sold out. So get your tickets now, sooner rather than later, from thisdateisover.com or stillsingle.eventbrite.com. So like I said before, we're talking about He's Not That Into You.
Yes, we are.
And as I asked before, I'm going to ask it again. Well, if you're not feeling a person after the first couple of meetings, should you wait it out to see if those feelings develop or just cut them off? Because, you know, we live in a society of instant gratification.
This is true.
Don't know how to nurture things nowadays.
This is true.
So should we be a little bit more patient with how we allot our time? You know, maybe, you know, he's a nice guy or she's a nice girl. She looks nice. She has her stuff together. We didn't really click the first couple of times. Should I wait it out until, you know, to see if something's going to develop?
Yeah, I think it really depends on the person and how much you like them. Do you think
but
they're
you
worth
don't like them? That's the thing. Like you think they're cool.
Though, see this thing, like you said,
you like them, but not on a, you know, on a deeper level at
right,
that time.
But the thing is, some people you think you should wait it out to see if it works, because you do like this personality they have. You do like this style they have. Maybe you'll grow to love them. Never know.
But how long is long enough? Because like I said before, I didn't even realize I had been hanging out with this one guy for like 2 months. Didn't even notice it.
Well, if you didn't notice it, it means because you're enjoying yourself.
But I did not enjoy myself enough to be with him.
Well, that's friends then.
Right.
That's the
it was a friend thing for me. For him, it was something else. So, should I have waited a couple more months to see if feelings were going to develop on my end? Or should I just have cut him off like I did?
Nah, because I'm pretty sure you was confident in just him as being your friend.
Yeah.
Because you wasn't really looking anyway.
So, speaking of being friends.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Are you okay with being just friends? So, you like somebody.
I'm fine.
Y'all kicking it. You know, nothing sexual, of course. But you like her more than she likes you. She just wants to be friends. Are you cool with just being friends with her? And hanging out as friends? Like, you're never going to get any of it.
No.
Like,
I don't
ever.
Want to be a friend. I don't want to be a friend.
Why?
Because I want all of it. I want
she doesn't
everything.
Want you.
I know, but I want all of it.
So are you gonna cut her off?
I don't want to become cool with you just and then end up not having you. That's like being teased your whole life.
Is it?
Well, for however long y'all talk. Yes, it's a big tease. Like, man, I love her and she just, I'm just a friend for her. Like, no, that doesn't work.
Another way to tell if a person's not into you is if they're talking to you about other people that they're dating.
Yeah.
With their relationship issues
sign.
Or their dating
That's
issues.
A big sign.
That's a huge sign that somebody is just not that into you.
Yes, it is. Oh, so you think, how you think about this girl? Like, I'm talking to her and what you think I should do? Like, yeah, when the conversation goes there, don't want to do that.
Yeah, that's a flag on the play right there.
Flag
like
on the
that
play,
that should
definitely.
That should be your cue that the person does not like you.
I'll call you back tomorrow.
I'll call you back never.
Right.
Never at all. Never again. But some people don't take the hints. I'm telling you, they do not take the hints.
But you know, some people like to chase. Even with the no's. Even with the rejection, some people still like to chase. It's a thrill.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's a chase to continuously be rejected.
Some people like rejection.
So, do you know of anybody that has successfully gotten out of the friend zone and been into a long-term relationship with somebody?
Nope.
Nobody ever?
Nope.
Nobody ever in the history of man?
Nah, I don't know anybody personally that did that, but, I mean, shout out to people that did, though.
I'm interested in knowing who has actually successfully been able to get out of the friend zone and get into the relationship zone.
Well, see, that friend zone to relationship zone, that's almost like the perfect ideal thing. Because
that's what everybody says.
It is.
But I don't know anybody that's actually successfully done it.
I don't either, to be honest with you. But that's the most ideal situation right there. Friends for like a year, started dating, now 2 years dating, and then you get engaged, like... 4 years
later. Of course
later.
That's ideal, but I don't go out and see an attractive guy and say, you know what, I really would like to be his friend. I sure hope to get his number so that we can be friends.
Well,
I'm not thinking like that.
Well,
I don't know. You know, people, please chime in because I really have no clue how that works.
I don't. So you don't start off as friends?
We start off dating.
Wow.
So you've actually started off with a friend? You just said that you've never known
I've
of anybody that's crossed from the friend zone
I've
to the
never
relationship
off with
zone.
A friend, and she just became my lover. No.
Yeah.
No.
So it's the same thing. Like you meet somebody, y'all click, y'all go out on a few dates, and then after a couple months, you like say, you know what? I think you and I should be a couple.
I think that's what it's looking like right now. I think that's what it's about right now.
But you just
I guess you don't have
the
friends.
Ideal way is to be friends
and
first.
That's the ideal way. That's the ideal way. That's what people would love to happen, but it doesn't happen that way. It's 2014. You
it's
don't
2014,
think,
but yeah. The people still having the same issues. They stuck in the friend zone.
Yeah.
The person's not that into them. They're not paying attention to the signs that they're being, you know, they're not receptive. They're not, you know, taking rejection, and they're not asking those important questions. So people, please ask those questions. Ask the person, you know, so that you're not wasting your time spinning your wheels focusing on one person. Ask them like, hey, do you see us going any place further?
I think people are scared to ask that question.
But if you're afraid to ask, I mean, you don't ask, you don't get. So either you're going to be wasting your time on somebody who doesn't like you, or maybe the person does like you. You never know. Like, if you don't ask,
you won't know.
You won't know. And if you continue to hang out with this person and, you know, $500 later figure out that, oh, damn, they don't even like me.
Right.
Like that, you're going to be pissed off.
Yeah.
You done spent a couple months of your time. Spend some of your dollars.
And this is no poom poom.
Got blue
right?
balls. Okay. All that.
Yeah, he's going to be angry.
And you're going to be angry once you find out that she's not that into you.
Yes.
So, I say have that conversation. I just don't know when. I don't know how soon you should have that conversation. Because, you know, after the first couple of dates, it's not like you're going to be exclusive.
Right.
In some random cases, you will be. But in most cases, you're not going to be exclusive. You're not going to really determine.
I'll have to add something after the first $200 is gone.
The first $200?
Yeah. I need to know what's going on.
That's it? $200?
After $200, I need to know something.
That's like the first date.
Hey, it might be.
It shouldn't be, though. If y'all listen
be.
To the show, you know my motto is the first couple of dates, or the first date should be inexpensive.
Yes.
Do not go overboard spending all this money on a first date. You better go to a coffee shop, go to the park, go to the museum, go someplace free. That way you can see if you can actually tolerate being around that person for an actual date. That
like
way
that.
You didn't spend a lot of money.
Yeah.
The only thing that you lost was your time. So... you spend
like
an hour. A lot of people are going at it the wrong way. It's like you meet this, a lot of, especially dudes, they'll meet this girl, they'll be so, you know, enamored with her beauty, they forget that, you know, they're like, oh, you know, I just want to take you someplace nice, I want to do this. So they spend $200, $300 on a bill for taking her to this really shishi foo-foo restaurant, and then they find out that she's an airhead, or that she's a gold digger, or that she got six kids, or that she's just a loser, or she just, y'all just don't mesh well personality-wise. She might have an attitude problem. You could have found that out at the museum.
That is true.
You could have found that out at the coffee shop.
Instead
you could have found that out over milkshakes.
Mm-hmm.
Something. Mm-hmm.
Take it slow, fellas. Take it slow. Please.
So please, fellas, don't go overboard with spending your money on a first date. Please don't.
Because she might not be the answer.
And don't you dare. Don't you dare say that you got to go Dutch on a first date. That's a huge no-no.
No.
Don't you dare do that. But we're talking about he's not that into you. Give us a call. The number's 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at Date Is Over. And also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. We'll be right back. Got some music coming up your way, so keep it right here on The Flow.
This date is over radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on The Flow. What's up, baby? I'm so glad I got you here.
Dale
Pazinski, I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear this shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council. At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
At this hour of the day, but in the morning this hour would seem a lifetime away.
You're listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Also got my buddy Vontello in the studio. What's up, Vontello?
What's going on?
And we are live from the iInfo Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Check out the show, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Sunday night. We talk about all kinds of crazy stuff. Tonight we're talking about He's Not That Into You. We got other shows. Like last week we talked about the size matter. Not talking about genitalia. We're actually talking about height and weight. But we will have that actual conversation, the size matter, in the future.
That's going to be an interesting topic.
Yes, indeed. It's going to be very interesting because, like I said about men and women handling rejection, that's a couple things that you don't talk about with regard to a man. You don't talk about his penis slash sex.
Nope.
And you don't talk about his mama.
Nope. Definitely
two things that you just cannot talk about with a man. Mm-hmm. So, you know, stay tuned for that broadcast of the Size Matter Part 2 right here on The Flow. Don't forget to check out the website, thisdateisover.com. Post your bad date stories,
please.
Relationship tidbits, and tell people why the date is over, or confess your dating sins. That's on thisdateisover.com. And even and on the website, you can purchase tickets to our upcoming brunch event. That's on April 26th. It's on a Saturday at the 201 Bar. It's the Why Am I Still Single Brunch and Relationship Forum. Tickets include the buffet brunch with unlimited mimosas, expert advice, not from me, but from the actual expert panelists.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. And some good networking. You might get a date. And, yes, but wait, there's more.
There's more.
And you get free admission to the after party. So, yes.
Man,
it's a damn good
like
price, and prices include all gratuity and tax and all that jazz, so you ain't got to worry about coming out the pocket for a damn thing else.
All inclusive. I
yes,
like that.
All inclusive.
I like
you know,
that.
We like to include everything.
Yeah.
Make it easier for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So once again, that's thisdateisover.com. You can purchase your tickets to the Why Am I Still Single Brunch and Relationship Forum. But tonight we are talking about, oh no, before I go back to that, I forgot to tell you guys about another great event. The 76 West Band and Plunky in Oneness are going to be performing at the Bethesda Blues and Jazz Supper Club on April 16th. It's going to be a great show. So if you like, you know, good live music, jazz and blues, check it out. You can get your tickets from BethesdaBluesJazz.com. It's on Wednesday, April 16th. Doors open at 6. The show is at 8. It's in Bethesda, Maryland. So if anybody out there would like to get me a ticket, oh, I am single and mingling, so hello. I'll be your date. Wednesday night, I can do that, April 16th, and it's right before my birthday.
Oh, really?
My birthday is on 420. It's on Easter Sunday this year.
420 is my favorite number.
I'm certain it is. Yeah. I am certain it is. But back to the regularly scheduled program, we are talking about He's Not That Into You. So, we need to recap. How can you tell that a person is not into you? And, of course, we said that, you know, it's a communication. If the person completely falls off of the communication, trust and believe that they're not that into you. I mean, something devastating could possibly happen in their family or in their work life. So try to give them the benefit of the doubt. But if it becomes more consistent that they are not talking to you, that they are not responding to text messages, that they are not picking up that phone, that they are not making any attempts to see you, and you're calling them and you're attempting to see them, they are just not that into you. Let it go.
It's not working.
Somebody said on Facebook they knew the person wasn't into them because the guy unfriended her.
Oh, wow.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Socially, that's what's going on right now.
I don't even know how she figured out that he unfollowed her, though. Like, unfriended her.
Well, they have apps for that. They have apps to tell you if someone unfollowed you.
On Facebook?
Facebook and Instagram.
Really?
If I'm
Do you want to know who unfollowed you, though?
No.
Who wants to know that?
I don't really care.
That seems like it's another unnecessary conversation.
Yeah.
But it's almost that time for us to get out of here. So, Vontello, thank you for joining me tonight. Hope you had a good time.
I did. Thank you for having me on here today.
Any parting words?
Everybody, be safe in your relationships. Always keep your open mind, open heart. And that's about it.
That's it? Anything about he's not that into you?
I'm not into you. So
damn.
No, not you.
See,
not
he
you,
told me the truth.
Not
see?
You,
me? Well,
the
truth,
that's example,
the
example,
truth shall set you free.
Nah. I love you.
All righty. So, yeah, just pay attention to the signs once again. You know, actions speak louder than words. You know, talk is cheap, actions speak. So, if a person is constantly showing you that they're not into you by not calling and not putting in the effort or not meeting that standard that you have set for yourself. If you communicated to them how you like to feel love, what makes you feel love, what your love language is, and they're constantly not meeting that and they're not even trying to meet that, it is time to move on.
Definitely.
You know, and don't be afraid to ask those tough questions. It's like, it's no point of sticking around with somebody that, you know, you think is, you know, he might like me, she might like me, but if you're not certain that they do, that they really want to continue and have a relationship with you or grow anything further, ask that question. Don't waste your time. Ask the questions. Yeah, how do you feel about me? Do you see that this is going to be anything more than us just kicking it, going to the bar, going to happy hour, going to breakfast, or anything, you know, is there going to be anything below the surface?
Right.
Are we going to have a loving relationship? Do you see that with the two of us? You know, it might be kind of early, but at the same time, you know, if you're hanging out with this person for like a month, you might want to ask that question. Like, do you just want us to be friends?
I think that's an important question to ask.
Yeah, so you could just cut your losses. You know, like, hey, you know what? I had a good time with you.
Yeah.
I do like you, but you know what? I just don't see this, you know, us ever having any type of relationship, you know, beyond us just kicking it. You know, we can hang out as friends. We can do group outings. You know, I do think you're a great person. You're just not the one for me. And don't be afraid to speak up and tell a person how you feel. I know it's difficult for me, and I'm preaching to the choir. You know, I got to take my own advice. Now, don't be afraid to have those difficult conversations.
Yeah.
Just try to package it nicely, and that's one of the things that I struggle with, packaging things nicely. So be mindful of how you say things to those people. Try to be as gentle as possible, but I don't know. I mean, I can be a little blunt at times, so I don't know. But if you ask that question, sir or ma'am, be prepared for the response. You might not like it. As I said before, everybody is not going to like you. So be prepared to handle rejection. And take it take it as best as you can.
Please.
Don't flip out on the person. Don't scream at them. Just let it be.
Disrespect,
like, you know what?
Disrespect the
just take it as a learning lesson. Like,
yeah,
okay,
exactly.
He doesn't like me because he doesn't like my attitude, or I don't dress well, or he thinks that I curse too much. I have a potty mouth. I know I do. But take heed to what that person is saying to you. You know, the constructive criticism, you know, as long as they're not being rude about it. So take that as constructive criticism.
Because it might benefit you.
And, you know, like you said, it can benefit you in the long run and make you better for the next person.
Yeah.
So don't waste your time on somebody who is not making any attempts to be with you.
You hear that?
Invest in yourself. Invest in somebody who actually wants to be around you. That it's a mutual thing.
Yeah.
Because if somebody's not into you, I'm quite certain that they are not returning the favor.
No,
at
not.
All.
They're definitely not. You're not a main priority.
Not at all. So make yourself a priority by removing yourself from that situation.
There it is.
But if you want to stick around, that's on you. Don't be mad at that person. Don't blame them. If they've told you they don't like you, do not blame that person for not wanting to move forward with you.
Don't get yourself played.
Don't block your blessings.
Nope.
Don't block your blessings and find somebody else who is going to treat you the way that you want to be treated. It's going to make you feel good, make your toes curl, all in one. So with that said, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Come back and join us next Sunday, each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. Make sure you download the TuneIn app. That's TuneIn, T-U-N-E-I-N, all one word. Download that app. Search for Rock The Flow, all one word. Save us to your favorites and bow. You can check us out every week. But you can also check out the other great programming we have here on The Flow. And I think that's it for me. Like I said before, I can't wait to see you guys at the brunch. I'm excited. You know, ticket sales are going well, so make sure you get yours before we are sold out from thisdateisover.com. That's thisdateisover.com. And also, while you're on the website, check out our blog and also post some of your bad date stories. So with that said, I hope you guys have a great and wonderful and blessed week. I'm praying to God that it does not snow, but it's supposed to snow like on Tuesday. I'm so over this mother effing snow. I cannot take it anymore.
Yeah, snow.
I need it to be spring. I am a spring baby, and I'm over this mother effing snow.
Yeah, snow stuff.
But anyways, y'all have a good night. Great week. God bless. Bye-bye.